Chapter 6. At her apartment, Mary downed a bowl of Special K, slipped into an oversized McNabb jersey, and piled it on top of her head in a Pebbles ponytail. It was almost midnight, but she felt oddly energized, sitting cross-legged on her puffy blue comforter, with her newfound FBI memo and Amadeo's personal effects spread out in front of her. She had gotten them from Frank Cavuto, the estate's lawyer, who'd gotten them from Amadeo's son, Tony. She had seen the effects 100 times, but the FBI memo had got her blood going, and she looked at Amadeo's things with new eyes. On her left sat three photographs. The first was of Amadeo, bending over in a fishing boat and evidently doing something to one of the nets that lay in ropey piles on the deck of his boat. Mary squinted but couldn't see what he was doing. Repairing the net? The deck? Either way, he focused intently on his task and didn't smile for the camera. It told her that he wasn't a vain man. He was a little shy. Mike had been like that. She set the photo down on the bed. The next photo was a wedding portrait of Amadeo and his wife Teresa. He stood stiff as a toy soldier with his bride, and Teresa's dark eyes shone behind the gauzy veil. Her hair curled to her shoulders, and her dress was frilly in an appealing, old-fashioned way. Mary found herself drawn back to Amadeo. His eyes, brown-black but so animated, had been joyful on his wedding day. Again it reminded her of Mike on their wedding day. He had teared up at the altar, and his frat brothers had never let him forget it. Mary smiled at the memory, then remembered something Judy had said in her office. "It's like you have a crush on him or something." Mary set the photo down. The next was of Teresa and Amadeo holding a baby boy with dense black curls, their son, Tony.